In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm quoting a scripture, "Many are the afflictions of the just, but out of these, out of all these, the Lord delivers the just. Many are the afflictions of the just man, but out of these the Lord delivers him." Now, I'm talking today about afflictions, okay? I'm talking today about what you're facing. I'm talking today about what you're going through. And the Bible tells us that many are the afflictions of those who are just, those who have placed their trust in the Lord. Many are the afflictions. But out of all these, the Lord delivers him. It tells us in Psalm 40, "Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me." We're going to go through people in the scripture who went through great affliction and did not give up. We're going to look at these people today, at least some of them. The first one that comes to mind is Joseph. Here we have Joseph who has a dream. And the dream is a very simple dream. He sees the sun and the moon and 11 sheaves of wheat bowing down to him. His brothers exactly know what this means. The sun is the father, the moon is his mother, and they are the 11 sheaves of wheat. They become jealous of Joseph, so they put him in a cistern. But then Reuben says, "You know, this is our brother, and we can make some money on him." So they sell Joseph into slavery. Joseph did absolutely nothing to be sold into slavery, okay? He did absolutely nothing. Many are the afflictions of the just, but out of all these the Lord delivers him. And but wherever Joseph goes, the scripture says the Lord was with Joseph. I'm going to tell you, through affliction, the greatest thing to know is that the Lord is with you. I'm going to say that despite the affliction, and I know how bad afflictions are, the Lord is your shepherd. The Lord is with you. Now, anything Joseph did, I'm going to tell you, he did well. And next thing we see happening to Joseph is that he is taken by a man named Potiphar. He is such a great man that Potiphar puts him in control of his property because the Lord was with Joseph. But Potiphar's wife was a pig. She wanted to seduce Joseph. She wanted to lay with Joseph, and Joseph, being a righteous man, would not do it. As a result, Mrs. Potiphar says that Joseph tried to rape her. He did nothing wrong. He did absolutely nothing wrong. But Mrs. Potiphar didn't get what she wanted. So now Joseph goes to jail. He's in prison. He did not deserve prison. Many are the afflictions of the just, but out of all these, the Lord delivers. Being in jail, I'm going to just tell you, it was not a jail that we have today where people can use computers and people can play basketball. No, this was a stinking, old jail. Now the next thing that happens is that Pharaoh has a dream. He has a dream, and he looks for someone in the kingdom to interpret the dream. If I remember, he saw cows that were very fat, 7 of them, and cows that were very thin, 7 of them. He saw sheaves of wheat that were very full, 7 of them, and sheaves of wheat that were very thin, 7 of them. No one can interpret the dream but Joseph. And he's told the Pharaoh that what happens now is there going to be 7 good years, and you need to store your food, because after these 7 good years, there are going to be 7 years of famine. As a result, Joseph is taken out of jail, and he becomes like the governor of Egypt. The governor. He's given authority. Oh, the poor man. The poor man went through agony. He had done nothing wrong. He had done nothing wrong. And yet, sold into slavery, placed in jail, and now the governor. The just man goes through many afflictions, but out of all these the Lord delivers him. Finally, during the 7 years of famine, Joseph's brothers need food, and they find that Egypt has food stored up, and they come to Joseph. And ultimately, Daddy comes, Mummy comes, and the 11 brothers come. And he reveals himself. I am Joseph, whom you sold into slavery. They bow down to this governor, even as the dream says. Let me just tell you now. The just man goes through many afflictions, but out of all these the Lord delivers him. And it's very important to know that while you're going through affliction, the Lord wants to work something in you. The affliction is not caused by God, but he wants to work something in you. He wants to teach you something, like namely that the Lord is worthy of trust. Namely that, you know what, no matter what is happening, no matter what is happening, the Lord will bring good out of it. I'm reading from Romans 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace, shalom, with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access, oh, I love that word, into the presence of God, by faith into this grace wherewith we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Listen to the next line. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. That the tribulation you're going through now does not need to destroy you. That the lost job that you have now does not need to destroy you. That you're losing your unemployment does not need to destroy you. Tribulation works patience. Patience works experience. And experience works hope. The experience of Joseph was that no matter how many experiences of tribulation he had, the Lord was with Joseph. Now, I am sure there were days that Joseph felt that God had abandoned him. I am sure there are days that Joseph felt that he was cheated by the Lord. But this experience of difficulty worked patience in Joseph. And this patience worked experience, and this experience worked hope. Out of all these difficulties, the Lord delivers you. And I'm going to tell you, you've got to hold on. See, you've got to hold on. You don't quit. You don't quit. Because quitters never win. You don't quit. One thing you don't do, you don't stop giving to God in the midst of your tribulation. You don't stop praying in the midst of your tribulation. Even if your prayer is screaming and using the Psalms, my God, why have you forsaken me? I don't care what you do, but you've got to keep the communications opened to the Lord. You've got to do that. Even if it's screaming at the Lord, you've got to keep the communications open to the Lord, and you've got to keep on giving. Somebody came to me just yesterday or the day before. I don't remember. All these days just go into one. And they're having a hard time financially. And I looked at the person. I said, don't stop giving to God, please. Don't stop. This is vital that in the midst of your need, you continue to be generous to God. Because the Lord will open a door for you. You see, it's faith that when I'm in need, that I continue to give to God. When I've got an abundance, it's not faith. Even if I give a third to the Lord, that's not a lot. When I have an abundance, I'm going to tell you, it's not faith. It's faith when things are very difficult. You see, because you see, if the Lord cannot trust you, if the Lord cannot trust you with money, how can He trust you with His prized possession, and that's people? He can't. And Jesus talks about that so often, that if you do not know how to be trusted with the things of the world that mean nothing, money, how much less can you be trusted with those things that mean everything to God? That's people who've been bought with the price of Jesus Christ's blood. You know, it becomes our M.O., modus operandi, that when things tighten up, we tighten up with the Lord. Doesn't work that way. God honors faith. Jesus promised this in the 16th chapter of John. In the world, you will have tribulation. But know, I have overcome the world. Tribulation is the food of saints. Now, I never said that, and the bell rang, okay? Tribulation is the food of saints. Because in the midst of tribulation, one either breaks loose from the Lord, or one holds on to Him with all one's faith and love. Doesn't mean you have to just tell the Lord nice things. You can tell the Lord anything you want. He's heard it all before. But it means you're not moving. You belong to Him. And even if this tribulation lasts, you're not moving. You belong to Him. See, God teaches us something through tribulation. God teaches us something through difficult times. God teaches us something through afflictions, because ultimately They bring hope. You know what the next line says? And this hope does not disappoint us, for the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. This hope does not disappoint us. Why? Because the love of God is being poured into your heart by the Holy Spirit who has been given to you. And so I know this is a difficult time for many people. I know we would rather have it another way. But this is the time for us to shine in the midst of tribulation. This is the time for us to shine in the midst of difficulties. This is the time for us to shine that we are experiencing something that we don't deserve, but we're going to walk through it with faith, and the Lord will see us through. See, Joseph didn't deserve any of these things. He did not deserve any of these things, Joseph. But out of all these things, God delivered him. Many are the afflictions of the just man, but out of all these things, the Lord delivers him. Doesn't mean you don't cry out. It means you're not going to quit. It means that the sun is going to shine again. It means that the clouds will break. It means that greater is he that is in you, the Holy Spirit, than he who is in the world. Now, this is not just a sweet little talk, you know. This is a talk that this is a talk that people need to hear that are going through these difficult times. That you don't quit. You don't budge. You continue to trust the Lord. So maybe this would be a great psalm for you to learn. Psalm 37. Psalm 37. A great psalm for you to learn in the midst of tribulation, in the midst of this things that you don't want. Fret not yourself with evildoers, neither be envious against the works of iniquity. For these evildoers will soon be cut down like grass, and they will wither as a green herb. But you and me trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and you shall be fed. So shall you dwell in the land and be fed if you trust in the Lord. Take your delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for the Lord. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from your wrath and your anger. Fret not yourself in any wise to do any evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those who wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. Now trust in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Make an act of faith in the midst of your difficulty. Make an act of faith. I do not trust in mammon. I do not trust in money. I do not trust in princes. I trust in Jesus. I trust in Jesus that many are the afflictions of the just man, the one that's been justified by the blood of Jesus. But out of all these difficulties, the Lord delivers him. My name is not Joseph, but what God did to Joseph, he will do to me. He will bring it to completion. And this patience worketh experience, and this experience worketh hope, and this hope does not fail, because the love of God has been poured out into your heart by the Holy Spirit who has been given to you. I know it's a difficult word, but you know what? It is the living word of God. Hold on to it. Trust Him. Hold on to it. Do not quit. Do not give in to sin. Do not give in to discouragement. Trust in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Wait for the Lord. For even though now there are no stars in your sky, I tell you, and this too shall pass. Even though now you don't know how you're going to pay your bills, I tell you, this too shall pass. God will bring it about as you trust in Him, as you hope in Him, as you continue to be generous, as you continue to keep the lines of communication open with the Heavenly Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Those are my words to you today. I hope these words help you, because you know what? They are the living Word of God. There are afflictions that we will go through in the years to come that today's afflictions don't seem like anything. And we'll need to hear a talk like this. I'll need to hear a talk like this more than anybody. Trust Him, and He will act. Joseph, yes, the Lord was with Joseph. And you know what? Can I tell you a secret? The Lord is with you. He may be hiding, but the Lord is with you. Believe it. It's true. Believe it. Today at 4 o'clock, we're going to be worshiping the Lord at the Holy Rosary. Last night, we prayed with the woman who had a big lump, cancer lump on her throat. We saw it wither. It did not wither to nothing, but it went down at least half size. Tonight at 7:30, we have Mass, and after Mass, we're going to pray again for this woman. It's wonderful what God knows how to do. It's wonderful what God knows how to do. The Lord is good. He is so wonderful. So that's what's happened last night. So tonight we have a worship service at the Holy Rosary at 4 o'clock if you'd like to come. We're just going to praise the Lord. That's all we're going to do is praise the Lord, because He's worthy of praise. We're going to keep the praise flowing. And tomorrow we'll be at the Espousal Retreat House, 7:30, tomorrow, 7:30 at the Espousal Retreat House. You're welcome to come and join us in the praise of God. Something's happening at the Espousal. Since this revival, there's been things happening. Got to keep it going by the grace of the living God. Let me tell you about September 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. Warriors of Worship Conference at Grace Inn, Phoenix, Arizona. Warriors of Worship Conference at Grace Inn, Phoenix, Arizona. I will be preaching, and Maria Vadia will be there. It's at Phoenix, Arizona, and the telephone number is 847-962-7307. 847-962-7307. For all the people who listen to me in Arizona, come to this conference. It's going to be wonderful. Warriors of Worship Conference, Grace Inn, Phoenix, Arizona, 847-962-7307, September 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. And if you can't come to it all, you come to as much as you can come to. That's 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th of September. It is the WOW Conference, Warriors of Worship. For more information, you can look on the computer. And the website is CatholicWOW.org. CatholicWOW.org. All one word, CatholicWOW.org. CATHOLICWOW.org for more information. And the telephone number is 847-962-7307. And the dates are the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th of September. And it's held at the Grace Inn in Phoenix, Arizona. So that's that, okay? I do need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. We are $15,000 in the hole for the summer. And Lord Jesus Christ, you are the supplier. If this broadcast is a blessing to you, please help us. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. One more time. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And I don't know about you, but at Point Shirley, the winds are blowing, and the rain is coming, and people with holes in their roof are getting hit right on their head. I can see some people with little buckets catching the rain. You know what? You need to call Jimmy the roofer. He's got some time right now, and he can do the work. But things are going to get busy after Labor Day, and then you'll have to wait. The telephone number is 617-519-0341. Jimmy the roofer, 617-519-0341. He'll show you the pictures of what he does. And his work is superior, and not only is it superior, it is cheap. Too cheap. But he won't listen to me. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. Come on, write it down. 617-519-0341. You know, as these days grow, the winter is coming. I'm going to tell you, I told Jimmy a couple of weeks ago, the end of August is going to start raining, as it always does, with the winds blowing, as it always does. You know, we go from summer to winter, in this crazy climate that we're in. 617-519-0341. Listen today, 4 o'clock, come and worship the Lord with us. And you know what? It's all going to work out. 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 Place your trust in the Lord. It's all going to work out. It's all going to work out. Honest, honest. God says it. I believe it. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.